Cardiology Corner, high sensitivity troponins with Swaminathan and Matu. I think Amal Matu did a great job, as he always does, of kind of preparing us for what's to come. At County, we still do not have the high sensitivity troponins, but I'm sure we've been preparing for years for these to come. And the idea is that it'll be actually a more simplified pathway, I think. We take into consideration the time of onset of the chest pain, the number, knowing that a lot of patients, for many reasons, including completely normal and healthy patients, will test positive on these new highly sensitive troponins, and the EKG along with the heart score. So we'll have much more expedited dispositions on these patients and be a little more certain on the patients that we actually have to keep in-house and have cardiology assess. So I think this is just preparing us for what's to come and giving a good review and laying out a pathway with some nice tools.
And nursing-wise, we're not the ones who are going to determine what we're going to be doing with these patients, but it's good information for us to know if what kind of a troponin that you do have in your facility, as well as the normal, and then the high normals, and then the gray area normals, but as well as the reasons why a troponin could be elevated in a non-cardiac patient. But I think that's nursing, you know, when you learn in nursing school, like if you have a patient who has kidney disease, we already know that the troponin could be possibly elevated. But just knowing all that also helps into presenting your doctor when you get a critical value reported to you, that you can say, hey, this is your patient in, you know, room one who's on dialysis and, you know, came in for blah, 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 but the troponin is at this level. So you have more information just to back yourself up.